Reading from John chapter 3, verse 16, and I think I'm going to read this whole section here. Most of us, many of us know John 3, 16, but I think I'm going to set the context because I have two special guests in the studio, both named Bob, and I'm really intrigued and appreciative of Bob Hock, who's kind of new on the faith journey, and so I really love when I meet somebody that's trying to understand God's love, why am I here, what is the meaning of life, who is Jesus, and so I appreciate him joining us. Bob Hock is joined by, I wouldn't say a mentor, he's volunteering for you, he does carpentry work, yes. Home remodeling, and you're both here. This is one of these very spontaneous, providential gatherings, I guess. They're here to pick up wheelchairs in our Springfield studios. Bob has done that for many, many years, and we're going to talk a little about that, but they happen to be in. I didn't have a guest for today, the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, so here they are in the studio, so I'm just getting to know them, and so I'll be introducing them in just a minute, or they'll be introducing each other. So here's my reading from John chapter 3, verse 16, and I'll read through verse 21. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly what he has done has been done through God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. And that was a reading from John chapter 3, verses 16 through the end of that section. Powerful verses in the Word of God that we should take to heart, think about. And God does love you, listening friend. He created you for a plan and purpose. You may not understand that yet, but you didn't just self-exist. You didn't just come into being born just because a man and woman came together. You were designed with gifts, with talents, with abilities, and he wants to know you on a personal level, and he wants you to know him on a personal level. And thank you, God, for your word that reveals truth and helps us understand meaning and purpose for life and the many ways you've worked in individuals' lives through centuries. And then certainly as we recently celebrated Easter, sending your Son into the world so that we can have eternal life with you. As we recognize ourselves as flawed, as sinners, as really without hope, especially in this worn, torn, hurting world that has a lot of disease and heartache and frustration and disappointment and violence and things that you would say, why would a holy God allow these things to happen? Well, sin entered the world and the consequences were death for all of us. None of us can earn our way into heaven. It's because of the act that God sent a Redeemer. He sent the Lord Jesus that we can accept as our Lord and Savior and then have that eternal life and live with peace of mind while we do serve here on earth. And speaking of serving, I have two servants in the studio with me, and Bob Starter has served here, the WLUJ ministry, for at least 10 years, as this is a collection point where every time I come here, there's either another wheelchair adding up, and then we take it to a storage area, and Bob comes a couple times a year whenever there's enough wheelchairs to make it worthwhile. So I think picking up 13 or so with some crutches and some other incidentals, but he's coming here today to pick up another load, and he brought his helper, his friend Bob Hock. And Bob, you've worked with Bob for some years doing some home remodeling and such?
Yes, sir.
Okay, appreciate you coming and helping. And as mentioned, Bob's on his faith journey, learning about God and Jesus. And I think Bob's going to rub off on him a little bit today because I asked Bob to share some of his faith journey and testimony, why he spends time being as busy as he is with rental properties, with farming, with other jobs, keeping active. He's in his later 60s, I think.
I'll be 68 in a couple days.
68 in a few days. Why he's carving out time driving all the way in from Muskoda, which is about 100 miles south, and then
30 miles east of St. Louis, Missouri.
Near St. Louis, Missouri. So over on the border. But he comes all this way to assist Johnny and Friends, their Johnny and Friends ministry, Wheels for the World. And so share a little of the faith journey and why you carve out all this time. Gas is expensive, and you do this because you want to help.
Right. I'll just throw a few names around here. Back about 10 years ago, these are all gentlemen or women in St. Louis. There was a gentleman named Frank Costello who basically started the Wheels for World ministry in St. Louis, Missouri. He has died since then. Him and a lady named Judy Redlick, who has been a strong Christian personality down in the St. Louis area on radio for many years. Anyway, I won't say they talked me into it, but God was telling me, hey, you got to do something, step up, people need help. So Frank kind of talked me into it. I'm glad he did. And I've just been doing it for 10 years. Basically, this is the main wheelchair haul for me. And there's a gentleman in St. Louis. He's 85. He's kind of stepped aside, but his name is Ken Vineyard. And he explained to me that the California Ministry of Johnny and Friends said that the St. Louis, Missouri area, this area, is probably the biggest collection of wheelchairs for their ministry, which is over the entire United States. And that's pretty impressive. So I'll just briefly explain what they do.
And let me jump in here, too. Sure. We kidded a little bit. We've only had a few minutes of getting to know each other, but your wife is currently in a wheelchair, and your son, Jason, yes. I think he had some illnesses, cerebral palsy.
He was born with cerebral palsy, and he's kind of limited in his movement. My wife has what they call post-polio syndrome, basically. She had polio when she was a little girl. Some people, when they're 45, 50, this virus becomes active again. It's basically sort of like Lou Gehrig's disease. The muscle deteriorates. There's no cure for it. But she's a good egg. We've been married 45 years, so she's tolerable, and she is a good, strong believer.
Yeah, you said even though disappointments in life come to many people and come to us all, she's kept a pretty positive attitude, even being in a wheelchair. She said she's got a pretty good, cheery disposition and still loves the Lord and doesn't look at poor me. She continues to live life and see meaning and purpose. And I think God has tenderized your heart to be a servant, to be helping with your son, with your wife, and with others. And you're busy. You and I talked about this. I think we text back and forth. You have a lot of things going on, but you felt like this is an important way for you to serve. So I wanted to share Bob and then his friend Bob with our listeners today, because you might be that Bob that needs to step up and take some action, do some things that'll help others, that'll assist. Or you may have a wheelchair that's just sitting idle and didn't know that there's a collection point here in Springfield where we'll store them for you. And once we get a bunch of them, then Bob comes or others will come and pick them all up. But through Johnny and Friends and Wheels for the World, they revamp them, they clean them all up, and sometimes we've gotten even brand new ones that never got used. And so it's a blessing that Johnny and Friends, their ministry, touches people all over the world. And so you learned about Wheels for the World, and so what was the next step or the process for you to get enlisted to pick them up?
Well, I'll just give a personal testimony. I was saved at a Billy Graham crusade probably when I was in my early 20s. And God's just drawn me. I've been through all different churches, and I was raised Catholic, but I've seen a lot of different. Anyway, it's all about relationship. It's not religion. So if there's anybody listening out there, it's knowing Jesus Christ. And Mark is the first time we met. I could tell he's on fire for God, okay? So the Holy Spirit tells you that when you meet somebody, another brother or sister. But anyway, basically, he asked me what's my favorite verse, and many people have heard this and quoted it over the years. It's John 3:16, because whoever's listening out there, God gives you a choice. You got a choice. Mark read it. You got a choice to either perish or have everlasting life if you accept Jesus on the cross, what he did for us, and ask him to come in your life. And I'm not trying to be too windy, but on the Billy Graham Crusade, he says, come as you are. In other words, you don't have to give up cigarettes. You don't have to, you know, do all this kind of gymnastics, give up drinking. He says, come as you are. Now, once you accept him, then he tries to work those things out for you. But that's basically salvation. Anyway, I digress.
No, this is turning into a Testimony Tuesday, and I love that Bob's joining us. He's assisting you. So why did you carve out time today? Did you just want to help a friend, or you knew it was a good thing? I mean, wheelchairs, helping people to get them and have them is a good thing, but why spend a half a day or maybe a full day? You know, if I keep talking, it could turn into a full day, but why are you helping?
Because it's a good thing to do, and I always help him out when he needs help. And it's a good thing for this kind of like the charity and stuff. And I don't know, just to help out because it's the Bob and Bob team.
Yeah. Bob, I've not had too many. Most people I've had in the studio have an active, ongoing faith journey. They came to Christ at some point in their lives and have tried to serve the King, serve Jesus, and be an ambassador for God. You're one of my few that, you know, is still new to the faith journey. Did you grow up in a home going to church with regularity, or just nobody really talked about God?
No one really talked about that.
Okay, so you've not had... Now, obviously, Bob's a believer. Has he tried to share some Bible verses with you?
Yeah, he got me a Bible.
Okay, got you a Bible. For many people, just so you know, reading the Bible can be difficult, especially some of the chapters or some of the books, Leviticus. It can be, this is hard to understand, and I don't understand all these illustrations or stories. They don't seem to be that meaningful or important. Are you just kind of learning to pick it up and open up to John or Genesis? Genesis is pretty interesting. Or have you read some of the chapters yet?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're kind of learning, and not to put you on the spot, but I am putting you on the spot a little, but do you have a concept like there could be a God behind the universe that maybe somebody started it all in motion, or do you just feel like that's just for dreamers?
I believe in him.
Okay, so you believe there's probably a God behind the universe?
And, yes, sir.
Okay, well, I would hope for our listeners to be praying and for you to experience, as only God can do for you very individually, where he'll show or convey his love and his care. He's created you. You have gifts and talents. You look like you're pretty fit, and you got a good heart. You're helping Bob, so you're doing some of the right things. The fact that you have a Bible. One thing I would suggest is when you read it, just say, you know, God, help me to understand this. Please reveal yourself to me. If you can be understood and known in a personal way, then help me with that. And I think if you, with a sincere heart, just say, God, you know, reveal yourself to me, I trust he will. There's a favorite verse of mine. It's James 4:8. It says, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Some renderings are, come near to God and he'll come near to you. And I've shared that with many friends or people that just became friends, to say, hey, if you will try, if you will attempt, if you will entertain the idea that he exists and that he cares, and you ask him to reveal himself, I trust he will. So I would hope today that maybe you'll see something, or maybe something Bob says, or maybe as you reflect on this broadcast, you'll be, well, those two certainly seem like they're a little different. They have some enthusiasm. They seem to love this God. But God, I would like to know you too. And I trust that you'll get to know him through what Jesus did for you. Because Jesus didn't die just for Bob and I. He died for everyone. And he made a way for all of us to know God in a personal way, and only God could have accomplished that by sending his best, his one and only son for all of us. So I will be praying for you, and I'm kind of excited that you were courageous enough. You did pray before the program with us, and I firmly believe God heard that prayer and probably delighted in it, probably said to Jesus and others, this Bob, he's one of my sons, too.
Yes,
and
sir.
So thank you for being a part of this.
Can I inject something,
yes,
Mark? I don't know if Bobby wants to share this, but he used to be into drugs, to be honest with you, and he can maybe tell you a little bit about that. And what impressed me is he was in jail one time, and he says, that's it. I've had enough of this. And he's been clean. I mean, he's been working me for, what, 8 months, something like that?
A little bit longer than that, about a year and a half.
And he's a strong helper, and he wants to do right. Yeah. I don't know if you want to share anything about your
past. Bob, just so you know, I've interviewed many people, many that have been on drugs, many that have been in jail, many that have had poor choices and had to deal with the consequences.
Yes, sir.
Many Christians that have made mistakes and are flawed. None of us are perfect. Even when you come to Christ, We still make mistakes. We're still being sanctified. There's this process that, I don't know, I don't think till I get to heaven am I going to ever have really a full day where I don't fall short or say something I regret or have a thought that's not God-honoring.
Well, you've got all of eternity to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. But it's kind of amazing that if you've remained clean this long,
yeah,
to do it on
your... Years.
So that took some determination, some willpower that many people can't do without God.
Yeah.
I just know a lot of people that without God working. So kudos to you to stay strong, stay sober.
Appreciate it.
And try to replace those urges, those desires, those temptations with what I would suggest is read God's word or just pray to him. Say, God, I'm struggling. It's not easy giving up something that you found pleasure in or
yeah.
was a vice or was kind of a default. Like, hey, when I'm disappointed, when I'm discouraged, at least I can get high. At least I can do this and that. So, you know, please stay strong and allow God or entertain the idea that maybe he can help you. And I just hope maybe a year from now, maybe a month from now, maybe a week from now, you're going to celebrate that you've experienced this new birth, this new way of looking at life because God has revealed himself to you in a personal way. And I would trust that our listeners would pray for that. And for all of us, you know, Bob, you've walked with the Lord for many years, but we continue to strive to serve him better, but we're by no means perfect. And maybe you could share a little more of your faith journey. So what made the difference? What had you recognize that Jesus was the answer for you?
Well, I could just talk about being raised Catholic. I had the fear of hell, okay? I'll be real honest with you. I've never seen or heard God talk to me, but I will tell an experience. When I was younger, my family, mom and dad, would always take us camping. We were out in the woods, and I was kind of off to the side, laying in a hammock, looking up a tree. It was dark. This is strange, but I actually seen what I would say a cartoon character of the devil or one of his angels looking down at me, laughing and saying, "You're going to hell." Basically, I jumped out of that hammock and ran to where I almost tripped over the bonfire they had. But anyway, I guess that kind of gave me a little boost, a little search for him a little bit more. And as I said, I was saved at a Billy Graham Crusade in my 20s. But lately, God, Jesus, is telling me, read the word. That's how you get to know him on a personal level. And being raised out of fear of God, I now know that's respect. And he's teaching me his love. If you look at a dog, and I always say dog spelled backwards spells God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I see him in such an in God's creation.
All animals.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's what God, how God, the Holy Spirit, I'll say, brought me to him is through nature.
And that fear of God, I know Proverbs is full of it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and there's other about fearing the Lord. But that's that reverence you're talking about.
Yes.
It's not the fear of Halloween to be scared of him. Yes, he's all-powerful, he's sovereign, he's worthy of our respect. But the fear is the awe, the wonderment of how great and awesome he is. It's not a fear that we cower or run away. It's a fear that we approach him as he's a reverend, holy, sovereign, good God. And that's the important thing, is recognizing God's love, God's care, God's compassion. The fact that God delights in us, which is amazing. Sometimes I think we can just chew on that all day to think, how could he value me? I'm pretty insignificant. I'm one of 8 billion people or the masses over the many, many years. But he knows every hair on my head, huh? He knows my strengths and weaknesses. What I always like as a default for you, Bob, for both of you and for myself, he knew everything from the beginning of time, and he chose to bring us into this world. I mean, yes, a man and woman came together and we were the result, but only he brought true life into the world. And he wouldn't have had it any other way. We're created because he desired to have us on this planet at a point in time. And then the fact that he's revealed who Jesus is, that we can accept him, that we can choose to follow him, that he's made a way, because it's a broken world. There's sin, there's heartache, but he's made a way for all of us to be content and to know him. And so, yes, there's a point to have a healthy fear of God, but that healthy fear is that reverence, that awe, that respect, because he's worthy of our praise. So, Bob, you've been serving the Lord for many years, at least the last 10 years, in this role of picking up wheelchairs. And so I want to give our address here to our Springfield studio, where we house these wheelchairs. Usually we get about six or eight here and then take them over to our storage shed. And you're here today to pick them up with your assistant, Bob, and take them back. And then what happens? What's the next step after you pick them up here? And where do you take them? And then what happens?
Well, that's a good segue because I wanted to touch on that. Basically, Wheels for the World is a worldwide ministry. They're in every state of the country. They're based out of California. But here's what they do. Okay, and I'll just talk about our local area. We pick up chairs here. Basically, I transport them to a place, a church in Missouri. There's a gentleman named Ken Vineyard, who is now 85, and he's passed the baton to somebody else. But we take them there. We store them in some semi-trailers. And then they're taken to various prisons. There's a prison in Kansas, Centralia, Illinois, Indiana. And this is why I like it. It helps twofold. It helps two sections of people. There's prisoners that volunteer, inmates that volunteer, to take these chairs, clean them, fix them, correct the hardware, whatever. And so it helps them, you know. And then they're taken to Missouri, is set up to take these, assigned to take these to Mexico every year. And around April, May, there's approximately 600 chairs that are transported down to Mexico. And if you've ever seen clips of people in Mexico that are handicapped, they're crawling underground, they're shunned by their relatives because they cannot move. So that's kind of where my heart is. I like to see, I know that these chairs, as we pick them up, they're going to be retrofitted to a person down there, and that person's going to have a new lease on life.
Yeah.
So that's basically what happens.
So listening, friend, if you're in and around the Springfield area, we're at 600 West Mason Street in Springfield. We'll take your wheelchairs and donate them to Wheels for the World, Johnny and Friends. It's a great ministry. We can receipt you. We have a whole process when you come in. We help unload them or you roll them in, and then we have you sign a little information sheet just so we have a record, and we'll make sure they get put into good hands. Wheels for the World by Johnny Erickson Tada. If you need more information or directions to drop one off, make sure we have staff here. Our number is 217-528-2300, 217-528-2300. Please call, because we can just make sure we have somebody here. And as you may know, actually officially yesterday on Tuesday, Joyce turned 80, but we're going to have an open house celebration this Saturday here at the WLUJ studios between 2 and 4 p.m. We'll have food and fixins and giveaways, and we'd love to meet with you. It's going to be a great time, and you can say hi and happy birthday to Joyce. We'll have cake and light lunch, and there'll be a concert at 2:30 with the Singing Men of GNN. They're going to all come out here and put on a mini concert. So I hope you can enjoy the Singing Men of GNN. Come see the ministry work that's going on here, and bring a wheelchair if you have one. We'll be here on Saturday, but the open house is from 2 to 4 p.m., so I hope you can be a part of that. And be praying up Wheels for the World, the great work that Johnny Erickson Tada does. And if something that was said today that stirred in your heart, maybe you've never entertained the idea that God loves you or has a plan and purpose for your life, you can call 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. It's a free call. They're great folks. They'll answer your questions about the Christian faith or any question you have about the Bible. They'll pray with you, and hopefully they'll help introduce you to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Bob with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.